This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for May 25th. I'm Paul Plack. Final numbers are in from eBay's 2011, and they show attendance up from last year and a record number of exhibitors. There's now an ASTM standard for unleaded avgas called UL-102, and Swift Fuel meets the standard. The milestone may shorten the timeline for commercial development of the alternative to 100 low-lead. Superior Air Parts announced Monday it has resumed shipping its experimental XP series engines to authorized dealers. Enhanced Aircraft Systems has announced the availability of the 0408 and IO408 engines designed with Formula One technology for lowered vibration. Vertical Power has unveiled its new VPX Planner. It's free software that draws aircraft wiring diagrams for you. Cub Crafters Carbon Cub EX Amateur Build Aircraft Kit has been added to the FAA's approved 51% list. Sid Cutter has gone west at the age of 77. He founded the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta in 1972. NASA is inviting the general public to a special concert this evening in Washington, D.C., to mark the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's challenge to land a man on the moon. GA Alphabet Groups have welcomed the Mississippi House of Representatives Declaration of May as General Aviation Appreciation Month. The F-35C Joint Strike Fighter made its first public appearance at an air show on Saturday at Andrews Air Force Base. And the U.S. Supreme Court has launched another round in the billion-dollar battle between the Pentagon on one side and General Dynamics and Boeing on the other over the canceled A-12 Avenger stealth aircraft project. It pays to be a lawyer. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, the second and concluding portion of Randy Babbitt's Q&A session from the Pilot Training Reform Symposium. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.